Late news and information, we've given you. With no more hesitation, no more ado. Here's Not Andrew.
Did any of you make a list of things to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day weekend? If you did, we hope it was a long list, including such things as good health, good prospects for the future, etc., etc. And to this list, we'd like to add an item which will add to your general good cheer. Monitor 68, I'm your host, Gene Rayburn. This is Glenn Yarborough.
Even though you say that all the good times are gone, though you say this rain will keep raining on, walk along with my head held high. I got a song and I'll sing it to the sky. I may be wrong, but I'll live until I die. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Even though you say the devil knocks at my door, though you say my ship cannot reach the shore, I got a will and a thousand ways. I got a dream of a thousand better days. I got a smile that just stays and stays. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Even though you say the tides are all running low, though you say there's nowhere else we can go, detour is waiting for me round the bend. I won't stay down on the count of ten. Said it before and I'll say it again. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see.
Mercury leads the way for 1969 with the beautiful new Mercury Montego, the winning intermediate from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Montego.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way!
Montego, with the look that makes an automobile truly beautiful. See all the winning new Mercury Montegos at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Montego is here, drive a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Two weeks ago, Monitor reported on the opening of the first rapid transit city-to-airport link in this country in Cleveland, Ohio. How well has it functioned? What's been the general reaction to this pioneering operation? A follow-up report now from Joe Mossbrook, NBC News, Cleveland.
Despite some early problems, the nation's first downtown-to-airport rapid transit system is already exceeding the wildest dreams of Cleveland transit officials. They say the red and silver rapid trains are carrying more passengers between Cleveland-Hopkins Airport and Terminal Tower downtown than they had anticipated. But for a while, the officials had some worries. The opening of the service was delayed for almost a week when power lines were knocked down by a storm. Then on the first day of airport rapid service, there was a minor collision of two rapid transit cars, slightly injuring several people. But now, everything is going well. And such competitors for the travelers' dollars as taxi drivers and rental car clerks are casting jealous eyes at all those travelers walking the 100 feet or so to the rapid transit trains. I asked several of these competitors how the opening of the airport rapid is affecting their business. First, the driver of an airport limousine.
It'll take about 3-4 weeks before you can actually tell what is developing.
There hasn't been any drop-off in your business?
Not too much, no.
Has the opening of the airport rapid had any effect on the taxi business here?
Well, I think some, yes. I know a lot of people are going down, maybe on the shaker, maybe if they're traveling light, and take the rapid down and transfer. But there's still been quite a bit of cab business, too.
You're not hurting for business, then?
No, not so far, we're not.
And one taxicab driver regards the advent of the airport rapid train as something of a challenge.
It hasn't affected my business too much because I'm going to have business whether the rapid runs or not. I'm a hustler, not a loafer.
The opening of the rapid transit trains between downtown Cleveland and Cleveland Hopkins Airport has already had its effect on travelers and threatens the other forms of airport transportation. For Monitor, this is Joe Mossbrook, NBC News, Cleveland.
The russet brown football is sailing down the Kelly Green field to a crimson jerseyed halfback in a lemon yellow helmet, but it's intercepted by a linebacker in powder-proof pants.
That was a pro football game on color radio to show you what you're missing by not owning RCA Color TV. Get the natural color. This Christmas, get RCA Color TV.
Oh, what a beautiful purple blue!
A veritable rainbow of colorful radio sounds is yours right here every weekend on the Monitor Beacon.
I have an airline to tell you about. An airline that can lead you to unheard-of islands of the Caribbean. An unheard-of airline called BWIA. You'll find unheard-of things on BWIA. 5 hostesses, not 4. Hostesses with gentle manners and gentle island accents. And the quiet men up front, pilots who earn their wings in the RAF. You'll taste unheard of things on BWIA, like fig bananas, a seafood called crab back, and a punch called Satan's swizzle. You'll find unheard of friendliness on BWIA, as relaxed and warm as the islands themselves. Call your travel man or BWIA and come to an unheard of island on BWIA, the unheard of airline.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Monitor now asks the question, whatever became of Francine Gottfried? Francine, the wonder of Wall Street. You remember her, the young lady whose ample physical endowments caused thousands of Wall Streeters to gather every day this past September to watch her walk from the subway station to the bank where she worked. You remember her? Well, we've got her on the other end of our Monitor line now, and we bid you welcome to Monitor, Francine.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Now, to begin with, now that all the sound and the fury has subsided, and after all the publicity included your photographs in that tight sweater and skirt in national magazines and on television, how has your life been affected?
Well, I was very much excited and flattered when all this commotion had occurred, but I was also quite bewildered and confused at the same time. My family was also very much excited over what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Both my family and I never expected anything like this to happen to me. My home was in a turmoil since this excitement occurred.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Everyone had become very nervous because of the constant ringing of the telephone. In fact, the phone is still quite lively, but my family has become accustomed to it, and we are now adjusted to this excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I still think I'm the same girl.
Now, what about all the job offers you've received, such as a topless dancer and movie offers? Have you taken any of them?
Well, thousands of people all over the United States and Europe have read in the newspaper that I was offered $100,000 to be a topless go-go dancer out in Miami.
True or false?
It's true, definitely true. I told the man, thank you, but I'm not interested because my self-respect means more to me than $100,000.
Well, now, is there anything you'd like to do in show business, Francine? Do you have any special show business talent?
Well, as far as the offers that I received numbers of offers from various people and firms in the entertainment field. People in the nightclub and the resort business have asked me to appear as a performer, and I've had offers to advertise commercials, endorsements of products, and to appear on TV shows. I've also received offers for motion pictures and modeling assignments, and I was asked to make personal appearances and be a spokesman for organizations like Goodwill Ambassador. And I'd be interested in making personal appearances in TV work, possibly motion pictures and a recording field. Also publicity and work and modeling, provided they're in good taste.
Well, that kind of ambition, Francine, indicates to me, and probably to our monitor listeners, that you're just a simple, all-American, little bit healthy American girl.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't exactly say simple. Many people have told me that I speak very well, and I'm a good conversationalist, and I have sung in the school chorus, and I've also appeared in several school plays. I'm not a professional, but quite a few people have told me I have a nice singing voice.
Well, you certainly have a beautiful speaking voice in addition to your other beautiful attributes.
Well, thank you.
And we thank you, Francine Gottfried, for being our monitor guest here today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rayburn.
Hamburger to go with everything.
We pay for modern civilization with acid indigestion, gas, heartburn. The modern solution is Digel, the extra action antacid. Digel neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. You feel better fast. Yes, Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
The new 1969 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar is more beautiful and useful than ever. Filled with home and family ideas, recipes, beauty tips. Your pharmacist buys these wonderful calendars to give to you, and they're ready now. The new 1969 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Free at your pharmacist.
Monitor Sports Now with Joe Garagiola.
This is the Saturday that winds up the college football season. And as usual, it's a day loaded with games between traditional rivals. Miami is at Florida, Georgia Tech at Georgia, Auburn at Alabama, Ole Miss plays host to Mississippi, and Tennessee is at Vanderbilt in the South. In New England, Holy Cross is at Boston College. In the Southwest, Rice is at Baylor, and Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. In games with those kind of rivalries, anything can happen. From the standpoint of national importance, the number one game today has to be the one at Los Angeles between Notre Dame and Southern California. This week, the two wire service polls disagreed on the number one college team in the nation. The Associated Press gave the top spot to Ohio State, while UPI picked Southern California. The margin was narrow in both polls, and Southern California can expect to have clear title to the top spot if they're impressive against ninth-ranked Notre Dame today. But with all due respect to the players on all the teams that I've mentioned, it's doubtful if any of them will want a victory any more today than the members of the Army and Navy teams that'll meet this afternoon in Philadelphia's John F. Kennedy Stadium. In one respect, this might very well be the number one football game of any year, the Army-Navy game. Bowl bids are never a consideration like the game itself. Neither are the national ratings. The Army-Navy game is actually a whole football season played in one day. In one respect, it's an easy game for the two coaches. They have no problem getting their players up for the game. The players start getting ready for this one when they enroll at either academy. However, it does have one drawback for the coaches. This afternoon will decide whether or not it's a successful year. The coach whose team wins today has had a good year, and the coach whose team loses has had a bad one. It's just that simple. Army will go into the game a favorite because they've had a better year. The cadets have won 6 and lost 3. Navy has won only twice and lost 7 games. Comparative scores make it look even worse for the midshipmen. The two schools have played 3 common opponents, both academies beating Pittsburgh and losing to Penn State. But Boston College is a little different. Army beat BC by 33 points. Navy lost to them by 34. But that all comes under the heading of form. And you can throw form right out the window when you get around to discussing the Army-Navy game. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And now this from the Associates. If you'd like to have just one holiday bill come January, talk to the folks at Associates Finance. Chances are, they can loan you the money you need for the holidays with a monthly payment plan that prevents those January headaches. Most Associates Finance offices are open extra hours during the holiday season. They're listed in the yellow pages. Associates. Nice people with money to loan you for the holidays.
Joe Garagiola will be heard from again throughout the Monitor weekend, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Incidentally, when you get that money for the holidays, here's something you can spend it on.
This Christmas, tell her all the things she is with Chanel No. 5. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
Blues singers sing the blues, folk singers sing about folks. So what do the Wally Gold charisma singers sing? They sing the Isle of Scorpius, their latest. Never heard of anybody singing charisma.
Out on the seas, beneath the trees, there lies the Isle of Scorpius. In nature's arms, a magic charm, intriguing everyone to come and see the patient sun.
Secretary shining night. But after work, they all ignored me until my boss told me about Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, suddenly, look at me. I'm a kissing fool. I'm drowning with love in the secretarial pool. They bug me. They hug me. Believe me, it's for real. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste dazzles your taste, dazzles your teeth, dazzles your breath. And that spells sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Monitor and Gene Rayburn in the question. Ever hear of the place called Heartbreak Corner? Well, neither did we until the post office department pointed it out to us. That's where all the undeliverable gifts and greeting cards wind up when they're not addressed clearly and correctly, that is, or not mailed early enough. If you want this to be a truly Merry Christmas, shop early, wrap gifts securely, address clearly, and use zip codes whenever possible. list of favorite things, the newest Herb Alpert, Tijuana Brassy rendition of My Favorite Things. A brief pause now for On the Move Monitor, heard in Montana over KARR, the outdoorsman station in the Big Sky Country. Gene Rayburn back shortly.
Join host Donald Voorhees for Encores from the Telephone Hour tomorrow night on most of these NBC stations.
Where are you going, Elijah?
Don't bother me, Glenn.
I'm meeting my mom for dinner at Wetson's.
We're gonna have some Wetson's southern fried chicken, and some Wetson's hamburgers, and some strawberry Wetson's thick shakes.
Elijah!
What?
Guess who's coming to dinner?
In Staten Island, there's a Wetson's at 1525 Highland Boulevard. In Bayshore, Long Island, a Wetson's is located at 1732 East Sunrise Highway. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. Young ladies, choosing the right job is one of the most important steps you can take in building your future. You want a job where your abilities and potential will be challenged, a job that is interesting and educational. You'll find that kind of job in the Women's Army Corps. Service in the Army is more than just a job. It's a wonderful new way of life. You'll find many areas of work to choose from, and you'll be well-trained regardless of which field you choose. To learn more about this opportunity program, visit the Army recruiter in your community.
WNBC News. You can rely on it all day, every day, on WNBC Radio 66, New York.
This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. It's 11:30, 38 degrees in New York and cloudy. A spokesman for Newark Mayor Hugh Adonisio says everything is back to normal and police and firemen's sick call strike is over. The uniformed men return to work today under a court order. Officials of New York's Consolidated Edison Company say essential service to the area's 9 million residents will be maintained despite the impending strike of 20,000 workers. Union spokesmen say the walkout, due to start at midnight, will be unavoidable, leaving the maintenance and repair of the city's giant electrical and gas network to Con Edison's 4,000 supervisors. A rally is slated and expected at noon today in Brooklyn's Ocean Hill, Brownsville section in the school district there by representatives of a citywide organization supporting school decentralization. Representatives say they hope to mobilize rank-and-file trade union members. The present temperature is 38 degrees and it's cloudy. Cloudy and cool this afternoon with a high in the low 40s. Tonight will be fair and cold with a low in the low 30s. Sunday will be sunny and milder with temperatures in the upper 40s. The present temperature, once again, 38. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
The Baja Marimba Band on High Flying Monitor. American boy, English girl singer Petula Clark, and I'm Gene Rayburn, Monitor Man of the Hour, host, that is.
Hi, this is Marilyn May with a song for all you winners. Hey, look at us now, we've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way. We've got a great new car, the name is Marquis, it's pure luxury, drive one and be a winner.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way with the all-new Marquis for 1969. Marquis, the most dramatically styled automobile since the Continental Mark III.
Marquis is so lush, handsome, roomy, and plush in a continental way. Its stunning design really says 69. It's the hottest new line of today. Marquis makes it clear we've got a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury.
For the total male, a gentleman's cologne, aftershave, and new spray cologne. He loves Chanel for men, and you for giving it.
On to the music, Stephen Eady.
Please take your medicine, dear world. Please keep your pressure down, dear world. Promise to thrive on each word your doctor speaks. He'll bring the roses back to your cheeks. For you've been a palate and a flower. Stick out your tongue. say our word. We'll give you plasma and tonic by the spoon, so be a dear world. Take your medicine, dear world. Keep your pressure down, dear world. And get well soon. Please keep your fever down, dear world. Please keep your courage up, dear world.
In 1865, the 13th Amendment abolished slavery in the United States. For the black man, it was a false dawn of freedom. In a continuing series on the search for a black past, Life magazine documents the disillusioning years of Reconstruction when Negroes found conditions no better than when they were slaves, and often worse. The current Life also explores the menace of growing Russian influence in the Middle East, where the Russians are building roads, bridges, and dams, and building up Arab armies. Life reports on the Soviet fleet in the Mediterranean, able for the first time to challenge American naval supremacy in the waters of the Mideast. History already written, and history in the making, in this week's Life. Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas. Life.
A relatively small number of American heroes in Vietnam receive public recognition, a state of affairs which is even more acute when the hero is not a human being, but a canine. Monitor brings to your attention Nemo, a dog partially blinded in combat. Reporter Jules Rhine talked about him with Captain Robert M. Sullivan, head of the dog training detachment, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas.
Captain, that was Nemo, or known as Mo. Will you tell us why Nemo has been honored and why Nemo is called the first American canine hero of the Vietnamese conflict?
Nemo was wounded during an attack on Tan Son Nhut Air Base outside of Saigon in December of 1966. During that attack, both he and his handler were wounded, but Nemo did prevent a successful penetration of the base and save the life of his wounded handler.
How did he do that, Captain?
When the dog team, Nemo and his handler, spotted the enemy approaching them across a open field, the handler opened fire and released Nemo. The handler was wounded almost immediately and knocked unconscious. Nemo attacked, routed the four individuals, and killed two of them.
Are these the same type of dogs used in Seeing Eye?
Yes, the same animal, just different type of training.
My goodness, certainly a beautiful dog. And the fact that he sees only through one eye doesn't bother his equilibrium or anything like that?
No, it doesn't seem to. He's perfectly coordinated. He can still scale walls and jump fences just as he always could.
Of what use have the dog teams been in the war?
Well, the dogs are primarily used to detect and alert against the intrusion by the enemy or offensively to prevent the American forces from inadvertently walking into booby traps or ambushes. We use their capability to smell and hear better than humans to give us the advance warning that we need.
Now, was the Vietnamese War the first war where they used dogs for the purpose you described?
No, the United States used dogs World War I, World War II, and Korea. In fact, dogs were used in warfare as far back as the Roman Empire. They were used by the Romans as warning devices outside the gates of the city.
It's interesting that you say that the dog is used to detect certain smells. Hasn't science developed some mechanical devices which could do equally well?
A recent study conducted by Stanford University showed that to do all the things that we expect or we want done, a dog is still the best system to do it.
Amazing.
The nice thing about a dog is that much like a human, he can discriminate. He can tell you whether or not the smell that he's picked up or the sound is hostile to him or not.
I noticed that as we started this broadcast, in order to get him to bark at us, you gave him certain signals. What kind of signals are they?
Well, we use certain words and tonal voices. The command that I gave was get him, and that's the word that we use. Now, he didn't react just then because I didn't use it with the right tone. We speak to our dogs in three different tones, a forceful tone for commands, a praising tone, and a correction tone. Now, if I said those same words in a little different tone of voice, he'd come right off the floor.
Please don't. He's too close to me. Thank you very much, Captain Sullivan.
Thank you.
Man, this food is great.
I know, but I am paying for it with heartburn and gas.
Don't you carry Digel with you?
Digel?
Sure, when you eat too well, demand Digel.
Why?
Because Digel is the extra action antacid.
What do you mean?
Well, the Digel gives you more complete relief. Digel not only neutralizes excess acid, it has the extra action of simethicone, which breaks up bubbles of gas. Here, I've got some Digel tablets with me. They'll fix you up fast.
Thanks.
Comes in liquid, too, at all drug counters. D-I-G-E-L, Digel. Now, don't forget it.
What?
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
Boy, will I ever.
Someone in your family have a muscle strain? Try the Mustero Massage. This exclusive therapy relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain, stimulates circulation as it speeds warming relief to pain and stiffness. Mustero relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain. Mustero.
On monitor, Nancy Wilson's latest, In a Long White Room.
In a long white room, with no beginning and no end, with no calendars or clocks, we have time to spend. So we grow tomorrow's flowers in yesterday's pots. We age just a little, we touch a lot, and maybe we're married and maybe we're not, but we're there in a long white room. In a long white room that maybe might have been a lot, but a talking's always hard. But the breathing's always soft. We will tuck each other in and dream about trains. You call me beauty and I'll call you brains. But no one comparing, so no one complains. Being there in a long white room. Ever finds, we'll bring each other books, but we'll read each other's minds, and we'll do what must be done, and share what must be shared. We'll hide what must be hidden, and air what can be aired. We aren't that sure, but we aren't that scared. We will grow in a long white room. In a long white room.
Miller makes it right, and Miller makes it easy, too, with convenient carry-home packs of handy non-returnable bottles. Open, pour, and that's it. No deposit, no return of empties, no bother. That's Miller High Life in non-returnable bottles, the easy way to enjoy the champagne of bottled beer. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. A new one from Young Holt Unlimited. That's a hyphenated Young Holt, two former members of the famous Ramsey Lewis trio, we've been informed. This is Young Rayburn Unhyphenated. Well, young at heart, anyway. You ought to see me ride a bicycle, too. Boy, that'll show us. It's an NBC Monitor News on the hour shortly. I think I'll take a spin around the studio until then.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned.